That was great, so encouraging, thank you. David said I should just try to be Tiggerish and encouraging like Jonathan Carswell, if you've ever heard of any of his reviews at conferences. Well, it's not really my style, but anyway. So I've got two books. No, it's not on the screen. Enjoying God by Tim Chester. I understand that a number of you have read this, so you'd probably be in a better position than me to review it, actually, because I have to confess that though I've had the book for quite a few weeks, I only started reading it on Monday when James asked me if I'd review it. So I haven't finished it, actually. However, I was at a seminar that Tim Chester did at Keswick about, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago now, quite soon after the book came out. And so I think, and it was based on the book, actually, so I do have recollections of that, and it was really good. So we've been thinking this morning about a relationship with God, and as Christians we talk about having a relationship with God, the God that we can't even see, and what does it look like, and we're going to hear more about that, I think, from Romans. But Tim Chester makes the point in the book that it's easy to know more about God than actually to know him and to know him more. And he reminds us that the Christian life involves a living, felt experience of God. And as we all know, that's variable. Sometimes we feel close to God, sometimes we feel far away. And it's us that moves away from God. He never leaves us. Tim Chester says in the book, it's subtitled, Experience the Power and Love of God in Everyday Life. And he says one of the keys to knowing God more is to relate to him in his three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And he asks us in the book, and he did at the seminar actually, it was quite challenging, I think, to say which of the three persons of the Trinity do I tend to relate to more, Father, Son, or Spirit? You might think about that now while you're just thinking about that. Who do we pray to? Who do we, you know, who do we relate to most? And the rest of the book really is about how we can grow in understanding what each person of the Trinity has done for us. I thought it was wonderful in those first four verses of Romans 8 that Father, Son, and Spirit are mentioned, and we've had some wonderful, exciting thoughts about that. So as we grow, and he very practically sets out how we can grow in knowing Father, Son, and Spirit in the book, and so grow in understanding God's love and grace and kindness, and the more we know of him, what he's done for us, the more we will pursue him and press on towards the goal to win the prize. It's a lovely, rich book, the bit I've read so far. I'm really looking forward to finishing that one. So, Enjoying God by Tim Chester. The second one is much, I think that's got quite a few pages, well, 175 pages, and it's fairly small print, so that's more of a hefty read. This one, Tears and Tossings, Hope in the Waves of Life. This is about a very particular way that we can know God and grow closer to him through times of suffering and how God comforts us. It's actually only just been published, and we went up to 10 of those on Monday, and they were still in the box. They hadn't got them out on the shelves, so it's a very new book, this. The title, Tears and Tossings, is actually a quote from Psalm 56, verse 7, maybe known to some of you. It says, the psalmist says, you have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? It's a very precious verse, that, to me. Somebody sent it to me many years ago in a particular time of suffering. And it was a wonderful reminder of the tender love of God to me. Think of that. He knows all your tossings. He knows all your tears. They're all in his book. All collected, all the suffering known, God cares for us, God cares for me. They're really short chapters, just 3 or 4 pages each one, small pages too. And the titles are Thinking About How God Keeps Our Tears. He holds our tears in loneliness. He holds our tears in grief and loss. He holds our tears in hopelessness, in pain, in waiting, in fear, in shame. And then the last chapter, he remembers those in his book. And it's a wonderful reminder of how much God cares for us. It's really important, isn't it, to know that God cares, that he is good when we don't understand what's going on. Life isn't random, and God is good. I think it's a book that will comfort you when you're going through sorrows. I think it could also be something you could give to a friend, maybe even who isn't a Christian, somebody you're walking alongside, and I think it could be helpful from that sense to introduce them to the God who cares.